1927.
Adam, very good evening to you. Jimi Hendrix and the Experience from the album Are You Experienced on the track one label, Fire.
All right.
Now, one of the fiery queens at the sound of Jimi Hendrix and the Experience.
Look alive!
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we are talking about.
Oh, yeah, we talk at 90 hours a day, up to tonight anyway.
Somebody won't bring you happiness, but we know we will.
Yeah,
come on now, smile, get happy. Yeah, and tune in and turn on.
Just swing them 2-7. A very good evening to you. 8 minutes past 10 o'clock, and that's one of those jingles you won't be hearing for a long, long time. In fact, I doubt if you'll ever hear them again.
So phone Filey 2011 for Dale Electric. That's Filey 2011.
Thank you, wise guy. Be hearing from you later on the program this evening. It's 18 after the hour of 10 o'clock, and let me see. 12 minutes time, Rusty on radio comes along to guide you through the airways until 1 minute to midnight when the station closes down, goes off the air forever. As you know, I've been doing the breakfast program for the past couple of months, and I thoroughly enjoyed doing it. Although I'm not too keen on getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, but I have enjoyed doing the breakfast program. It's a wonderful program to do, and all you wonderful listeners out there, I'd like to pay my final tribute to you all for listening to my breakfast program rather than David Simon's.
Good morning, the world is bright and clear.
Swing it 2-7-0. Get out of that bed. You're still lying in that bed. I don't know. It's disgusting. The unforgettable Nat King Cole right now. And something concerned with me and 2-7-0 only. An affair to remember. Mr. Nat King Cole and A Wonderful Affair to Remember. Affair between us, the DJs, and the station, and you, the audience. Not a real affair, but something wonderful to remember. We've done something, I suppose, looked back on in the future, possibly by some, and said those brave boys out there, really, there's not so much romance involved in it as you think so, but there is something as much that we've helped to provide a lot of entertainment for a lot of people out there, millions of you, in fact, and we've done something which has set the whole world stirring. We've started commercial radio in Britain, and isn't the end of it, believe me. It's nowhere near the end of it. We've brought you something you've never had before, and we hope you've enjoyed it, and you'll be having more of it in the years to come.
Ma'am, are you uncomfortable? Could those baggy trousers be the trouble?
29 after 10 o'clock, and ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the last commercial ever to go out on 2-7-0.
Ladies, hurry to your local Bob Grocer. They've got in a wonderful stock of Triumph canned meat.
And Paul Neal, mate, you're very, very privileged. Right, it's 10:30, almost Rusty on radio time. He'll be in just a few seconds, and he's got an hour and a half to do. An hour and 29 minutes, in actual fact, because down at 1 minute to midnight tonight. Well, this is Ross Rondelli, a 5-foot bundle of joy. It's my life's program. It's pity, it's great shame and everything, but, you know, c'est la vie, that's life. We've come to grips with the fact we've had a month and a half to get used to it, and so that's that. You know, it's all winding up tonight. And I guess we're all going off to other jobs. You know, Mike Hayes will be going somewhere, Paul and Mike Barron, and Rusty is going off to London on Friday, and I'm going down there with him. And I guess we'll more or less be splitting up and going our own ways, and you'll be hearing some of us on the BBC and on Radio Luxembourg and seeing us on television, and we'll be around, don't worry, we'll appear here and there now and again. Anyway, we've got to go because we're running over time. It's 10:30 and 30 seconds, so from my last program, almost in tears. This is Ross Randell, your 5-foot bundle of joy, saying, oh, by the way, I'm going to leave you with what is, I think, one of the most beautiful records I ever heard. It's my own personal favorite from the Beatles, from their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and I want to say goodbye to you with this. I'll be back later on, in actual fact, when Rusty's interviewing everyone. I'll be talking to you. So, from me, Ross Rondelli, 5-foot bundle of joy, remember, kittens and tigers, you're phantasmagorical.